It's Edward Goldman with R-Talk on KCRW. I am very tempted today to honor Los Angeles' 30-year-old Museum of Contemporary Art, which thinks of itself as the Artist Museum, by simply reading, with much respect and admiration, the names of all 140 artists whose works are presented in the ambitious new exhibition occupying both of its downtown venues, Mocha Grand Avenue and the Geffen Contemporary. But going through this roster would take all the time and space allotted for Art Talk. Instead, I want to extend my sincere congratulations to the museum, whose triumphs and tribulations we Angelinas have witnessed over the past 3 decades. More than any other museum in this country, MoCA came into being as the result of a passionate effort by a group of dedicated artists who, in the late 1970s, envisioned a new museum dedicated solely to contemporary art. So it's fitting for the museum to pay tribute to this artist with a huge exhibition honoring many of them. Prepare yourself to be surprised, as I was, to see works by artists you are not familiar with or artists you've somehow forgotten about. I spent 1 hour at the Geffen Contemporary, where the exhibition focuses mostly on works by Los Angeles sculptors, and I was more than happy to spend another 3 hours at the main building on Grand Avenue, where the second part of the exhibition focuses on works by Los Angeles painters and photographers. It felt like a welcome reunion with so many old friends, some of them still part of your everyday life, and others, for whatever reason, you've lost touch with. Of course, I had a few qualms about why some good artists have been excluded from this exhibition, while others, perhaps less deserving, whose names I won't mention, were honored. And it would be great to hear from you about which Los Angeles artists you think were overlooked and which artists you think should not have been chosen, considering their rather modest achievement. Several years ago, the Pompidou Center in Paris honored our city with a groundbreaking exhibition, The Birth of an Art Capital, Los Angeles 1955 to 1985. I was lucky enough to see it, and I remember whining a little bit about why French curators stopped their story about Los Angeles art in 1985, at a time when the city's art scene was just beginning to explode. So, I am happy to report that MoCA's current exhibition picks up with gusto, where our French friends left off. And it seems that right now, the Los Angeles art scene is getting generous coverage by both local and national media. Even the Wall Street Journal paid respect with its report on the LA art boom, talking about the billionaire collectors and Hollywood celebrities who sit on museum boards and are helping turn the city into a world-class art center. If you're among the lucky ones attending MoCA's upcoming lavish gala on November 13, you will hobnob with famous artists and rub shoulders with a who's who of magic collectors from around the world. And if that's not enough, you will be entertained by world-famous performers like Beck and Caetano Veloso. Sounds like a party you will brag about for years to come. It's been Edward Goldman with Art Talk on KCRW.